The LGBT support group belong to is experiencing an unprecedented demand for its vital support and advocacy services. The organization urgently needs support to continue to provide assistance to those seeking their assistance across the country. For more, I'm joined by Gillian Breen, who's the youth services manager at Belong To, and Seamus Byrne, one of the young people involved at Belong To. You're both very welcome to Global Village. And I can still say it, Happy Pride.
Happy Pride, yeah.
Because for me, it's all a summer. I think it's okay to say Happy Pride because it's Pride somewhere in the world. So first of all, how was Pride? I believe it was obviously Melina Griffith, your chair, was the Grand Marshal, so I'd say Belong To was very happy.
It was absolutely amazing because Melina, our director, was Grand Marshal, and it was really, I suppose, especially this year because we had over 1,000 LGBT young people march with us.
At the very front, right?
At the front of the parade with their parents, with their grandparents. So it's very special, this Pride. It really was a family event this year.
And we're talking about kids.
Kids,
Gillian.
Your
services are getting younger and younger every year.
Yeah, definitely do. That's one of the biggest things we would say since the marriage referendum in Ireland, and Ireland came out and said yes. LGBT young people got the message it's safe to come out, and we're seeing numbers coming in. Like, we've had an increase in our groups of 200% and 300%, and people say to me, what do you mean by that? And I'd say, well, we have a service, we open on a Sunday, we have done for the last 13 years of Belong To. And when I started in Belong To 9 years ago, we would have 20 young people turn up on a Sunday. Now you can have 80 young people turn up on a Sunday with their parents and their grandparents, dropping them in and coming back to collect them. So big, big changes happening all across Ireland.
That's a lot of pizzas. The only reason I say that is because I used to work in Outhouse as a community worker, and so I used to love working on a Sunday because all these boxes of pizzas would come in for the young people. So 80, it's a lot of little mouths to feed.
Yeah, we actually haven't had pizza in 2 years in Belong To Sunday.
It's crisps and sodas. That's all you're getting. Oh, wow. Okay, so just remind people who don't know about Belong To, the work that you do.
So I suppose we're a national organisation, and we work specifically with lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender young people. So our flagship service is in Dublin, and we have a support group in 22 counties across Ireland. And I suppose what we do is we provide peer support to LGBT young people across Ireland. We provide advocacy, parental support. We have a drugs and alcohol service. We also have PETA House, who are one of the only youth services in Ireland who have PETA House in-house counsellors in our service there to support young people as well.
So there's a lot of services.
A lot of services. We have a lot of groups running in. I think averaging now on a weekly basis, we can have anything from 500 to 800 young people access our service across Ireland on a weekly basis.
That's incredible. Yeah. And it's interesting because people will say, but surely there were LGBT people all along. But the fact is now with the marriage referendum and so many advances, the atmosphere, the culture in Ireland makes young people come out earlier and earlier, as opposed to before people would maybe stay till they are older and they've left their home and maybe are working before they come out. You know, so Seamus, you're a young person. Do you mind if I ask you what age you are, Seamus?
18.
Fair enough. Okay, Seamus, tell us your story and how did you hear about Belong To?
Well, the first person I came out to, I was 14 years old, and I'd heard that he had been attending Belong To for about 2 weeks, and I'd always known about it from online, you know, social media, everything. So I decided to go along one day to a Sunday group. First day, I was terrified to speak. I was freaking out, but as the weeks went by, I became more and more social within the group. I've been attending their services for, 2 or 3 years now. It's pretty good. I used to go on the Sundays, now I'm more involved on the Wednesdays for Individuality, which is it's a group for young gender questioning and trans people, so it's very good.
Which is fantastic that there is a space, because again, from a lesbian and gay point of view, there is the comfort of young lesbian gay people coming out is higher than, say, when it comes to a trans teenager, because it's, let's face it, yes, we have gender recognition in Ireland, even though it's not really as far as we'd like it to go because of the age and parental consent and all that. But how significant, what was your life like before you found Individuality? I mean, did your parents know that you were going to this group, and just Tell us a little bit about that, because I find it really fascinating, because I didn't come out till I was 17. And even then I was 25 when I met my first lesbian who actually said I'm a lesbian, where before then I met loads of women who liked other women but never actually labeled themselves. So how was it for you to be in a space where you could actually meet other trans people?
So I started off in the Sunday groups, and I made a friend called Jay, and he introduced me to the Individuality, the Wednesday group, and I attended the first time was during a summer holiday. There was about 8 people there. That was about 2 years ago now as well. But the group's gotten from about 80, no, from 8 to about 40 people sometimes turning up. It's mad, like. But there's a lot more people kind of coming out as, you know, trans and stuff, but people be coming in from, like, there was people that come from Galway, from Sligo, to Dublin weekly just for Individuality. So it's a really good group because they kind of, like, they focus primarily on trans people, and, like, we've got things slightly more difficult than LGB people, like gender recognition, you know, it's not available for under 16s, and if you're 16 and 17 years old, like, the loopholes you have to go through is absolutely ridiculous, like. So, like, we're hoping to get that kind of sorted with under 16s. So,
because I think the unfortunately people think, you're just a kid. Maybe this is just a phase. Yeah. Let's just wait till you're 18. But people don't realize just how important it is for you to be able to come out in as your true gender, because then you can actually get on with the rest of your life. Because
exactly.
Until then, you really feel like your whole life is on hold.
Yeah, like I am up until second year, I was in an all-girls Catholic school. Now, that was...
that must have been fun.
That was interesting, to say the least. But in that school, it was very traditional. You had to wear the skirt and everything. And even I remember my first day, I was raging about having to wear it. And, like, my second day, we had to draw pictures of ourselves in our school uniform. I remember I flat out just refused to draw the skirt, and I drew trousers, and they were all getting really annoyed at me or whatever. But, I've always known that I was, like, trans, even when I was really, really young, like, but, like, people still are kind of like, oh, you're too young. I'm 18, like, I'm not too young. Like, they're saying, oh, wait till you're 18 when I was younger, and now they're like, wait till you're 21. You never know, like, you don't explore the world enough, but.
I often think that when you're trans, you have a better sense of who you are, even before you're, even, say, before a lesbian or gay teenager, because I don't know what it's, sexuality, maybe because that it comes later, but gender, it's like from the get-go, Gillian.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Isn't it? Like, I know already the pressure, you know, Amory is pregnant. People are like, do you know if it's a boy or a girl? So can we just relax?
Yeah.
You know, can we just, who cares if it's a boy or a girl? But is that just a hunch, or do you think that there is something to that?
Oh, no, definitely. It's something we would see and belong to. Really, really, we've seen that, you know, we would be getting phone calls now in from parents who are saying that their son or daughter are refusing to wear their communion dress or their communion. So your gender is part of your makeup, who you are. So for so many transgender young people, when you speak to them or you speak to their parents, they will tell you, you know, sometimes it's the first day of school. For they're refusing to wear the school, the girls' school uniform or the boys' school uniform. And, you know, for probably in an Irish context, that sounds to listeners, whoa, I didn't know that. But when you look outside of Ireland and America and Canada, it's so commonplace. It's so acceptable because they're years ahead of us around recognising trans young people's rights and understanding that, you know, for us in Belong To, we're very clear, you know, if trans young people are supported in their home, supported in their community, supported in their school, what you said, Dale, they get on with being a young person, they get on with doing their school, their studies, their activities. But if they're not, very clearly, the research says, very clearly, that's when we would see high rates of suicide among trans young people. That's when we see, you know, for me, I'm a parent. And, you know, I don't think it's okay for anyone in Ireland or for any parent or for any child to drop out of the education system because of a uniform, because they want to wear a pair of trousers to school. You know, that for me in 2017 is just not acceptable anymore.
And the thing is, I don't think a lot of girls who identify as girls don't want to wear skirts
exactly.
as well. You know, don't get me started because I hated wearing my school yeah. uniform skirt. You know, I'd rather wear trousers. And I just don't understand why in 2017 we're still having this conversation, something ridiculous like this. And really, your teenage years are supposed to be the best years of your life because yeah. you don't have to worry about a roof over your head, yeah. food on the table for most teenagers, thankfully. But the fact is, they can be ruined because of something like this. And no, Seamus, you're 18 now, and so what's the dream? What are you going to do? Seamus for president.
yeah. No, Belong To has helped me so much, and I've kind of always looked up to the youth workers, so I'm hoping to become a youth worker in the future. So
it'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is so powerful that you are, you know, you went to Belong To when you're 14 and you come out the other side and now you're on national radio talking about your story. So you'd be certainly very, very inspiring. But going back to the parents there for a second, Gillian, I find most of the young people I speak to from the LGBT community, they know who they are. But it's the parents who crumble, especially from a trans point of view. I've met so many parents who are like, look, if they had come out as being gay or lesbian, I would have been grand. But I just can't get my head around the trans thing. And this is coming from very liberal parents.
Very common, you know. And for me, working in Belong To, very privileged to see the parents go through that process a year and 2 years later. And for me, when you talk to parents, you know, it's a loss of a child, the loss of, say, their daughter or their son that they identified as that. But also for me, for really getting to know a lot of the parents, it's fear. It's fear, will my child be treated differently? It's fear, will my child still have the same access and privileges as they had in their other gender? So, but for a lot of times with parents, it's key that they get support at the beginning because, you know, in Ireland, the information, we've amazing organisations like Belong To, equally Tenny, who are there. We've Transparency, which is a support group for parents of trans young people, and Loving Air Out Kids, Look. And that is key because there's so many questions for parents to ask, and it's completely understandable. You know, in Belong To, we will always take the time out to support parents and guardians because it is a difficult time for them. They're going through a lot of the times, as Seamus said, the young person will know. When you talk to trans young people, they will tell you, like the amount of trans young people that would say to me, oh, I knew at 5 or 6. I just didn't know what it was. Mm-hmm. I knew I was different. I knew this wasn't who I was. So you can imagine if that child knows that then, and then at 12 or 10, they might come out to their parents as trans. It's a shock to parents. And they take a lot of time. But one thing I have to acknowledge is for trans young people, they are so understanding to their parents and they really support them going through this process with them because they really get, you know, my parents, this is new to them. They're coming from a generation where they knew nothing around trans.
And it comes from a place of love.
Yes, I always love. We always see that in Belong To, even at the most difficult situations, the difficult times in the family home. The parents will always say to us when they ring in, even when there's been blazing rays, I love my child. And it's that love, I think, is key to supporting them all through the process.
Oh. Because I remember one parent who had a child who transitioned, who came out as being trans. And she said, look, just to bring it down to brass tacks, I'd rather have a son who's alive.
Exactly.
Than a dead daughter.
Exactly.
And I remember when she said that, it hit me like a ton of bricks because people don't realise just how fragile that journey can be. And if they can have that support, they can get through it. Everybody can get through it and on the other side stronger than before. So we're running out of time. How can people help, Gillian?
Oh, it's so
get
important.
Your checkbooks out.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you're really, really important, guys. We really need your help. We are funded. We do get statutory funding, but we haven't had an increase. We've had a decrease in that over the last 5 years. And with a 200% increase of young people accessing our service, one of the things we'll say, like, to run one of our services, it's €86 to run a rural group in rural Ireland for a day. It's €26 for a young person to be supported through a council in 6 weeks of PA to house. So if you want to support us in any way, we're a charity. We have parents and supporters who will run coffee mornings. They do amazing fundraising things. So Belong To, you can contact the fundraising team at Belong To, fundraise@belongto.org. You can ring in on 01-681-4821. Any ideas is all welcome. We really, really need your support.
Brilliant. Gillian Breen, Youth Services Manager at Belong To, and of course Seamus Byrne, young person at Belong To, and future youth worker and politician and who knows, what else. Thank you so much for joining us.